Alma kasavar sandal shum sarav fine. The chia bar rav omar ba oisa she ain bo makra. Alma kasavar lishum tana gavir. Mizushi shum makra makos and muchetas alecha. Now, by the way, the point of before is that this Gemara al der hagadah is an incredible Gemara over here. Something over here that a sandal we learned yesterday. The sandal represents a person as a whole mahos. You make a bracha every single day on your shoes. She also li kol tzarki. And the Gemara is presenting an incredible nafgamina lahalacha, a nafgamina, what the kavan of the bracha is. What is the purpose of wearing shoes? What's the purpose of having everything that you need in this world? Is it because of tsar that you got to get through this world? And the only way you're going to be able, your neshama is going to be able to get through this world is if all of the good things that you have in your home, all of the delicacies, the good food, the good living conditions, it's all there just to take away from you tsar, so that you can accomplish your mission on this world. Is that the purpose of all the gashmis in this world? Or maybe no, the purpose of the gashmis of this world is mamish l'shum tainuk, to take it and to enjoy it and to elevate it for a spiritual purpose. This is a fundamental machlokes between Rav Huna and Chia Bar Rav. The entire outlook on life, the whole outlook on life of the pursuit of pleasure, of spiritual conveniences of this world, is all rooted in this Gemara. Rav Huna says the purpose of a shoe is to remove pain. By extension, all of the pleasures of this world is to move the pain that would otherwise be absorbed by us in this world and would prevent us from avodas Hashem. Whereas Rav Chia Bar Rav says just the opposite. The purpose of this world is to enjoy this world. L'tainuga. Okay, it's a fundamental difference in the whole purpose of life. Obviously, and I think Bisman Azeh, I think most people follow the sheet of Chia Bar Rav, that the purpose of all the tanugim in this world is l'tainuga. Next. So Rav Yochanan also holds like the sheet of Rav Huna. Rav Huna was the one that said it's Letzar Ovid, Menela, which the foot that has the makah is the foot that you're allowed to have a shoe. What's the story? Havli Misanai, give me my shoes. Yohiv lo diyamin. He gave him the right shoe. Omar Leh, what are you doing? Asisoy maka, you've made me into a person that has a maka. What do we mean like this? So this is a little complicated over here. Look at the Rashi. Rashi explains the lumbus over here. He told him, you've made me into a person as a maka. Rabbi Yochanan Sivulei Danil Sandalim Nil Shil Smol Tchila. Okay, now this word gets confusing because he holds like we hold. That not like what we hold. We hold, you put on the right foot first. See, not like what we do. What do we do? You put on first the right shoe.
I do.
And then you put on the left shoe.
I don't even know.
And then you tie. I tell you, by me, it's not a problem because I don't even know what's the right and what's the left. So I don't have these problems. But people who have a problem know what the right and the left is. What do you do first? You put on the right foot.
But if
you then you put on the left.
If you're
and then you tie the left. You tie the left. What?
If you're a lefty, what?
And then you tie the right. Kashira. What?
What do you do if you're a lefty?
I can't hear you. Doesn't matter. That's a whole shayla. All halachas. If you're a lefty, you follow the lefty of the world. You're lefty. I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know what the right and the left is. I don't know the answer. But Rabbi Yochanan over here, Rashi says he holds and you put on a noil sandolim noil shel smol. The Gemara is going to tell us at the end of the Gemara halacha lemaisa what we're supposed to do. But right now we're going in steps, baby steps. And this point over here is the living of Rabbi Yochanan. Hopefully, you're supposed to put on which foot first? You put on. Oh no, battery's going out. Everything that can go wrong goes wrong. I can't believe what's going on over here tonight. Every possible issue is an issue. Can you learn one run of Gemara? Satan is here preventing us from learning. Okay, so we think over here, you put on Rabbi Yochanan the Rashi. If you're going to give me now the right shoe, once I put on the right shoe, I can't put on the left because you can't go out of order. I can't put on the left. The hinani yoitze biyachid, I'm going to go with one shoe. The asisa ezo shel yimin, you're making the right foot ki'ilu hoisa b'maka, as if it has a maka. Who is the one that says that the foot that has the maka, you put nothing upon it? That was the second maka. Back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rav Huna, our Gemara said, people are going to think that the other foot looks fine. The foot that I'm not going to put the shoe on looks perfectly fine. So why is there only a shoe on one foot? Because this foot has the maka. Everyone sees that my other foot is perfectly fine. And so that must be because the normal way that a person walks, you walk on thick feet, you walk on the ground, even though you have a little bit of tsar, who cares? It's not a tainuk. It's not a tainuk. You can manage. So the foot that I'm wearing has a maka. Let's review. Let's review what's going on over here. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the order of putting on shoes is left first, right second. The right shoe is the second thing that you put on. You're supposed to put the left shoe on first. Therefore, if you go out of order, you can't go backwards. If the shamash gives him the right foot, that's the end. He'll put on one shoe, and that you're not going to be able to put on the left shoe, because once you miss your turn, you're finished forever. You cannot go backwards. So what's the end result going to be? The end result is going to be, I'm going to be walking out into the street with a shoe on my right foot and nothing on my left foot. Now, my left foot looks perfectly normal. So when they look at my left foot, they're going to say there's nothing wrong with his left foot. And the reason why there's no shoe on his left foot is because he doesn't need shoes. When he walks in the street, he has thick soles and he is not bothered by any thorns and thistles and pieces of glass or needles or who knows what that's lurking out there on the subway tracks. Who cares about it? He's not worried about that. Why then is there a shoe on his right foot? It's because he has a maka on his right foot. So therefore, this whole thing only makes sense if you say that Rabbi Yochanan holds like a shita of Rav Huna. Okay, so Nachmal, the Arab Yochanan said, I give you my shoe, Yavlei Dimin, he gave him the right, which means I'm only going to be wearing the right, not the left, because you cannot go out of order. And now my left foot has no shoe, and my left foot looks perfectly normal. And people are going to look at me, what's with this guy? He has nothing on his left foot, and the left foot looks perfectly normal, and the right foot is one shoe. It must be he has a maka on the right foot.
And so
you put the shoe on the foot that has the maka. Who is the one that says that you put a shoe on the foot that has the maka, and the shoe, the foot that does not have the maka, you barefoot? That the one that said that approach was Rav Huna. Because Rav Huna says the only reason why you wear shoes is for tsar, to avoid tsar. But if you are a thick-skinned person, then you can take the tsar. You're not going to wear shoes. There's no such principle of wearing shoes l'shem tainuk. So therefore, the default position is not to wear shoes. That's the default. You don't wear shoes. So why then is this fellow wearing a shoe on one foot? Because the foot that is wearing a shoe is the foot that has the mako. Amalei, so that's what he says. What?
And therefore, he would take it off on Shabbos?
No, you're allowed to. The Gemara, we learned before that if a person has a maka, you're allowed to go out on Shabbos wearing one shoe. That's what we learned. We learned that if you have one.
What's the problem?
The question was, which one? That was the question. Right?
But who cares if you people think you have that foot?
Who cares? The Rashi says that we care. Rashi says that we care. We do care. Okay, right. Next. The glory is Baraya. Sorry, the glory is the Duke. What's the Raya? Dilma, maybe. Kichia Barav Srule. Can you hear me, Barbara? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Dilma, sure, you can hear me?
Yes.
How do you know? What's the raya? Maybe BMS he holds that the reason why you wear shoes is for tainuk, and why he has a shoe on the right is because he has tainuk, and the reason why there is no shoe on the left is because he has a makom. Now I told you the answer to the question is because people can look at his foot and see there is no makom. But the Gemara in this approach holds that no, not everyone is so careful to study the person's foot to decide if he has a makom or not. People may be comfortable that he does have a makom on the left foot. So therefore, that's it. There's no raya. There is no raya from the story. All we know about the story is one thing. We know that Rabbi Yochanan is his customer. I'm putting you on mute because it's making much noise in the back. I don't know what's going on over here with all the background noise. So you're all now on mute. But the Gemara over here says, there is what's the raya? You cannot bring a raya from the sugya of Rabbi Yochanan because there is really no way to know who he holds like. Does he hold like that a person wears shoes to avoid tsar? Or does a person wear shoes for tainuk? And the nafkamina is, if a person has a maka, which foot gets the shoe, and which foot falls back on the default, what it's supposed to be? Because you can learn the story two ways. All we know about Rabbi Yochanan is that he told his shamash, give me my shoes, and the shamash gave him the right shoe first, and he was very upset, because Rabbi Yochanan holds, when you put on shoes, you put on the left shoe first, and then you put on the right shoe. And if you're giving me the right shoe, you can't go backwards. You can't, or basically, you're not supposed to go backwards. It's like indicating that you're only going to put on one shoe, you're not going to put on the left shoe. Because if you really want me to wear two shoes, then you should have given me the left shoe first. What's the lumness of why you put on the left shoe first? Shoes are no different than tefillin. Tefillin are leather, shoes are leather. Tefillin have straps, shoes have straps. It's the opposite spectrum. The opposite spectrum of a person. Ketzilin. It's like tefillin. Ma tefillin. Ketzilin. Ma ketzilin kach menolin. Ma tefillin bismol. Just like when you put on tefillin, you put the tefillin on the left hand. You put on the yod keha on the weaker hand. When you put on your shoes, you put on the shoe also on the smile. Okay, there's a direct correlation between tefillin and shoes. What's the agadic reason for the relationship? You heard this only here. Okay, you came to the shir to hear the hears because this world, this velt, is the hadoim raglov of the velt. By the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam is infinite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he puts his feet on this world. So what do we see about Hashem? What are we able to see about the Ribbono Shel Olam? We see his shoes. We see his min'olim. What is the ultimate spitz of a man can reach to come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam? That's the top of his head, the tefillin. So basically, our tefillin are Hashem's shoes. It's one and the same. Yilavart, the meeting point between man and Hashem is we stand vertical. Our heads rise up close to heaven. Hashem sits al kisei malchusai, and this world is the haaretz is hadoim raglav, is his footstool, and on the footstool Hashem rests his feet, and on his feet are his shoes. His shoes have leather straps. What's the meeting point between man and Hashem? Our head reaches his feet. That and what connects them, what we call tefillin, is what Hashem calls his shoes. Hear the word? That's why we compare tefillin to shoes. Vaita. Mesve, alias Yorkasha. You ever hear that word before? Tell it over to your rabbi. See what he says about that. Mesve. Kishun, Sholim, you hear the word? I told you? Vaita. Mesve. Kishuhu, Noel, Stira. Mel shall you in. It says in this price, so you're supposed to put on the right foot. The achakach mel shall smile. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Oh, so we have a stira. Mamash has a stira. So here you put the right and the left. What's going on over here? The Gemara is hashta the Tanya Hachi, the Amr of Yochanan Hachi, the Avid Hachi Avid, the Avid Hachi Avid. Do whatever you want. Okay, like me. Do whatever you want. You do whatever you want. It works.
Whose bar is that? Whose bar is that? It's still in our, the connection between us and Hashem, the shoes.
Whose bar is that? You heard it here. You heard it here first. Vaita. Amalei Abaya. Dilma. Now, the Gemara thing is Amalei Abaya, Dilma, Rabbi Yochanan, Ha Mas, Lachavish Shmuley. Maybe the MS is supposed to be on the right first. But he didn't, he never heard of this price. If you have a Shmuley, have a Hodabay. Vinam Shmuley, because Sava, maybe Taki, if he heard of it, because Sava, Ain Lachas, or maybe Taki didn't hear about it, he didn't get hold of it. In other words, we really don't know. We do not know what would have been if he knows about this price that says right, that says what you do first, right or left. And by the way, right and left also is all relative to whose perspective. When it comes to tefillin, the parshiyos in your tefillin shel roish are from left to right. Doesn't make any sense. Because shema, kadesh or yotiviyach shema v'yom shemaya. Why would you want to do that? You should be from. It should be from right. It should be from right to left. The answer is whose perspective are the tefillin for you or someone else? It's someone else looking at you. It's not for you. So therefore, that's why we have a machlekes over here, right to left, left to right. Is it your perspective, someone else's perspective? This is the chilik between the tefillin of Rashi and the tefillin of the Rambam. The Rambam is exactly like Rashi, but he reverses the order because he learns that the perspective is from you, not from someone else. And the tefillin of the Shimush Rabba is the opposite of the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. So there's Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, and then there is the Rambam and Shimush Rabba. Rambam corresponds to Rashi, Shimush Rabba corresponds to the Shimush Rabba corresponds to Rabbeinu Tam. So therefore, right and left is also is all very relative when it comes to putting on the shoes. Also, shoes, whose shoes? Shoes represent the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a different perspective. And maybe that's why you have different brayos. One says right, left, left, right. And that's why the Gemara is so confused. If Rabbi Yochanan would have heard about the right, left, maybe he would have changed his mind. Maybe he didn't know about the right, left. He didn't want to change his mind. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Yorei Shamayim. You hear this? This is Pile, 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 Ploim, a Yorei Shamayim. You would think a Yorei Shamayim is a guy that has Kavanah when he says Kriya Shema. Personally, he davens, he benches, he does Tifa, Tifa, Yonim. The Gemara over here, how many Gemaras are there in Shas that talk about a Yorei Shamayim? Rashi only says a Yorei Shamayim is a Dover Hamosel, the Liboy Shal Adam, Nemar Boy, the Eresa Melokecha. The shoes, the Hermaisa, the shoes is Sha'osa Li Kol Tzarki. In the Sha'osa Li Kol Tzarki, Likto Yira Shamayim. What is your needs in this world? Yoitse Yidei Shtehen. Umanu, who is this person? Mar Bre Dirabona. What did he do? He did the following Peshara. That's what we do. Hachi of it. Sayin Yimine. He put on the right shoe first, but the loikotar. He did not tie it. The Sayin the smaller. He then would put on the second shoe, the kotar. And he would tie it and he would tie it. The hodar kotar Yimine. And then he would go back and he would tie the right. Why? Because we tie. We want to do right first. Why right? We want to give kavod to the right. Ki chabeid achabedcha me'oid. You want to give kavod to the right. So you put on the right shoe first, the right leg. But when it comes to tying, you tie the tefillin on the left first. So you put on the left and then you tie it. V'hoda kata dimine. So therefore, that is what you're supposed to do. That's what we do. Halacha l'maisa, right, left, tie the left, and then you tie the right. And if you are a Yorei Shamayim, you'll do it like this.
Well, you should have Rabbeinu Tam shoes and Rashi shoes.
Good, very good question. Good point. It's a Mori D'Gavart, Mori D'Gazach, if you're a Yorei Shamayim. It's unbelievable why Chazal gave this as the example of a Yorei Shamayim. Because people laugh at this. They laugh at this. Who cares? Your shoes, your right, your left. Who gives a loose thing about these things? Well, that's exactly the problem. You're not a Yorei Shamayim. You don't take life seriously. A real Yorei Shamayim, even the most trivial things that no one thinks about, no one cares about, no one knows about, they count. Little things make a very big difference for Yorei Shamayim. It's the litmus test if you're Yorei Shamayim.
What is the right way to do it? So that Even though it's so important, nobody really knows which way to do it. One says do it this way, one says do it that way.
The Gemara has a maskana. There's a clear maskana how to do it. There's no shilas. The maskana you do is right, left, you tie the left, and then you tie the right. That's cloth. You know, see guys in the mikvah? I know a guy in the mikvah. He sits in the mikvah the whole day, and he whips anyone. He has a mamish, a whip, an electronic rod sometimes. If you don't put on your shoes the right way, you bring a chub into the belt. You never saw this guy in the mikvah? He makes sure you put on your shoes the right way. Right, left, and then you tie the left, and then you tie the right. Now, by the way, the word that is used for putting on a shoe is called the siyum, sayem, samach yud yud mem. That's the same exact word you use when you make a siyum. Why did Chazal select that word to describe the conclusion of a mesechta? You know the answer is? To teach you, you're not finished yet. The word siyum just means you put it on. You have to tie it. You have to chazer the mesechta. Every time you make a siyum on the mesechta, don't fool yourself in thinking you're done. If you put on your shoes in the morning, your mesayim mesane, and you walk out into the street, what's going to happen? You're going to trip, because if you don't tie your shoes, then your shoes are loose. You have to tie it. When you finish a mesechta, don't fool yourself in thinking you're all finished, you're all done for the day. It's just like putting on shoes. They're still loose. You have to chazer and learn it again and again and again. And every time you learn it again and again, that's another darga in tying your shoes. Hear the word?
I hear it.
Vayta. Omer Rav Ashi. Chazon Rav Kahan. The great holy of Kahana, he was not makbid on this, okay? So Baruch Hashem Yesham. Okay, I don't do this because I told you, I don't know what's my right, my left. I really don't. Every time someone tells me right or left, I have to pause. I have to pause and I have to think, wait a minute, what's the left, what's the right? I was always very embarrassed about this, always. But how could it be? It's not a reflex. It's not a reflex. So I had nechama. You know what I have? Finally had nechama from this. Someone told me that Rav Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik, the Goyin Ha'adir, who knows Kol Torah Kula, the greatest lamdanim of our generation, he said that about himself. That whenever someone says right and left, it's not a reflex. He has to pause and has to think. Wait a minute. What's my left and what's my right? I pause. Wow. If I've going to Adir, and Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik, Zechus Yalin Aleinu, had to pause and reflect. He said about himself, he doesn't know. He has to remind himself. So the Azoyde Hakir. So if the Azoyde Hakir doesn't know either the right or left, so I feel good. Right in the Gemara. Turn around. It says when you go and you put on your shoes, it says shall yamin. The achakach no shall smoke kishu choyleitz. It says right, left, because you give cover to the right. Kishu choyleitz. Now, if you think you got confused about how to put on the shoes, What about how you take off the shoes? Okay, you thought you were safe, Shlomi, right? You thought now that you know how to put on your shoes, you're safe. You're not safe. It's never over. When you take off the shoes, kishu choyleitz shall smoke. You first take off the left. The achakach shall yamin. You do the opposite. You reverse the order. Shuroichetz, roichetz shall yamin. Because you always want to have the shoe on the right, mainly because it's a cover that it should be on the foot longer. Shuroichetz, when you wash, roichetz shall yamin. The achakach shall smol. Shusach, we put an oil. Shusach shall yamin. The achakach shall smol. Baroitz a losach kol gufoy. Sach roishoy techila. The neshu melech al kolivadas. Your head is the king. You know that? Did you know that? I never knew that. That your head is the king? Okay, your head is the melech al kol evadav. Loi betfilin. Now we go to a new sugya. It says that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to wear tefillin. Why not? Because on Shabbos, you wear a strimal. And Shabbos is Rosh Hashanah. Strimal bimkoim tefillin. And Sholim, you know that? You know that in Sholimin? Shabbos is Rosh Hashanah, Shrine will become Tulan. You got to wear Tulan Shabbos, I'm not a Safra, Loi Tema, Libra, the Mandi on the Shabbos, Lav Zman Tulan. Do not go and call your mother, it's a Shabbos, Lav Zman Tulan, that you're not allowed to wear Tulan. Who? Elephant, the Mandi on the Shabbos, Zman Tulan, who? Loi Yetze, Dilma Osi Le'asiv Rishrabim. Why? When you go to Beis HaKiseh, Nayazach, add to your list. You have a long, long list of things, reasons why you're not allowed to take things out into the street. Someone may laugh at you, or it may fall off, or it may talk to be a masoi, or whatever. What are the other reasons? We had a whole bunch of reasons why you're not allowed to wear things out in the street. And you may show someone, you want to show it to somebody. Here's a nayatam. You have to go to the bathroom. If a person is also the tulin shem nifne, person is letting out gas, passing gas, he's not allowed to wear tulin. He has to pause and take off the tulin. He may forget himself and carry the tulin. What?
A person holds that Shabbos is man tulin. So he wears tefillin on Shabbos?
Yes. A person holds a tefillin that Shabbos is man tefillin, you wear tefillin on Shabbos, but you're only indoors. You're not allowed to wear tefillin outdoors because you may go to the Beis HaKiseh, and you go to the Beis HaKiseh, you may have to pass gas, and you're going to take it off, you can hold it, and you're going to walk down the Ramas and the Rosh Sarabim. Yes, we paskin Shabbos loves man tefillin, but there's man tefillin that's a Shabbos is man tefillin. And the Gemara says that you're not allowed to wear tefillin, it goes without saying that Shabbos is lav zman tefillin, because then it's not a malbush. If it's lav zman tefillin, it's a masoi. But I feel among them that Shabbos is zman tefillin, and it's a malbush, still do not wear tefillin, because you may go to the Beis HaKiseh, Rashi says.
It's a beg.
What?
It's a beged.
It's a beged, correct. It's a beged.
He's got it written on his wall. Beged.
Mr. Cohn, on your wall. Where am I to Mr. Cohn? He disappeared. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Vav. Where am I to the hay?
A beged.
Right behind you. It says beged. Turn around, Mr. Cohn. Mr. Cohn, you listening? Mr. Cohn. Turn around. Make 360. Turn at 180. Turn around. It says with beged on the wall. Look on the wall behind you. It says beged. Weiter. Vaidin, the Gemara is not listening. Vaidin, Shabbos, Laz, until the Shabbos, until the late, and also the Shabbos. Being the Masla Sefer, some are not safer. What do you mean, Sefer? Vim Yotza Enechayev Chatas. It's going on, let's say a person by mistake, he goes out on the Shabbos Kodesh wearing tefillin. So it says that Bidi Yevet, after the fact, you're not going to be Chayev Kam Chatas. Why not? Why not Kam Chatas? I mean, I'm Safa. So you'll say, because this Mishnah is going like the man of Amma that says that Shabbos is Zman Tefillin. Mimele, he's supposed to wear Tefillin. Amin Av Safra. Lo, he tell my little man of Shabbos Zman Tefillin. Ela, I think the man of Shabbos loves Zman Tefillin. He all started in Chayav Chathos, my time off. This Merdigma, three law, three words. These three words are Dvarim Ha'omdim Beruma Shalaylam. Derech Malbush Avida. Okay? There's something in this, the Gemara over here is teaching us the laws of Shabbos. There's something called the Malbush, and there's something called Derech Malbush. And if it's Derech Malbush, there's no Chiyuv Chatas. And this is Nogea glasses, wearing a mask. It's Nogea, a lot of things. This is a Malbush? No, it's not, but it's called Derech Malbush. And Derech Malbush is enough to save the person from a chi of carbon chatos. And maybe in certain instances, it's mutter. Okay, you gotta pick up on all of the nuances of the Gemara.
What? The person who holds tefillin is mutter on Shabbos. What?
Yeah.
It says in chayv chatos. He's supposed to wear tefillin. What do you mean, in a chayv chatas?
Just learned. Rashi told you that you're not, even if you hold that tefillin is man Shabbos, you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos in the street because you may have to go to the Beis HaKiseh. And if you go to the Beis HaKiseh, you're going to take them off. And when you take them off, you're going to forget to put them back on. You're going to carry in the Rosh Hashanah. It's a special din in tefillin. That even if you hold that tefillin is man, Shabbos is man tefillin, do not wear the tefillin in the street, in the Rosh Hashanah, because Shema Yifneh. A person may pass gas, and if you pass gas, you require to take the tefillin off. And you take the tefillin off, you can be holding it in your hands, and there's a very high possibility you're going to space out, you're going to walk, you're going to carry it. Dalam is Rishus Rabbi. Of tefillin Shabbos. We learn many different things you can't do on Shabbos in the street. We learn, people may laugh at you. You may want to take off your jewelry and show it to somebody. It may be loose, it may fall off, and you'll come to carry it. And now we have a diet. I have a naya zachas. When it comes to tefillin, there's a naya din in tefillin. Is because you're wearing it in derech malbush, but there's a halacha of going to place like you say you have to take him off. You make him to carry it. A special din. Got it?
Yeah, but I'm saying, are you hearing me? Are you?
You're breaking up. I don't hear you.
Okay, forget it.
Weiter. Next piece of Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Nayidin, Nayidin, Tan Rabbanan.
What do you mean? Loi Bekamiya.
I'm sorry, Loi Bekamiya. There's Majin and a Mumche. Now we're going to be an ambulance. If it's not, then I'm going to be a Papa, Loi Tema, at the Mumche, the Gavra, Mumche, Kamiya. This was a big Zach, to have a Kamiya. The whole shot, the whole Zach with show, you know, the whole story with Yaakov Emden and of Yenis Angeschitz?
Oh my gosh, what is going on?
What was it all about, the Machlokes? It was all about a Kamea. It all started and ended with a Kamea. A Kameas were written, Rabbi Yonasan Eibeschitz wrote Kameas, and Rabbi Yaakov Emden claimed that the Kameas indicated he was a Sabbatine. Sabbatine, how you pronounce it? Shabsai Tzvi. He was a member of the sect of the Sabbatines. Shabsai Tzvi. It was all about Kameas. So it says here, the way the Kamea is Manshem and Amuncha, Amra, the Papa, the Mumcha Gava, Mumcha Kamea. Now, the ultimate Kamea, the Gemara is going to say in a few moments, the ultimate Kamea is as a Chazaka, a double Chazaka. What's a double Chazaka? It healed the person three times from a certain illness, and it was written by three people. Three different people. This person. Has established, has been able to heal three people. One man was able to heal three people from an illness three times. So the gavra is a mumcha. The gavra, this man has been established as his pen is gold. Whatever he writes works. He's able to save everyone. He's able to save anyone. Any guy who comes to him is able to help them. That, and then there's this Kamea itself has been used already three times. Three people were healed from the illness wearing this Kamea. So such a Kamea you're allowed to wear on shots. Why? It's a Malbush. What's up shots? It's a pelvic zach. Why are you allowed to wear a Kamea just because the person is a mumche? And just because this Kamea worked three times. It's not so simple. Why? Is it because it's a malbush? It's not a malbush. It's not a garment. Because it's attached to the body? That's the pashtus. It's toughle to the body. I don't know. I don't have. I tried to prepare and find out the real reason. I did not succeed. What's the pshat? Well, let's say I have a weapon. This weapon, it really works. If I press the trigger, a bullet comes out. So it really works. So I'm allowed to go out with a weapon on Shabbos? Of course not. Ridiculous. You don't carry a weapon just because it's a mumche. Just because the kamea works. So what? It works.
They wear a gun on Shabbos.
What? You gotta wear a gun? Who's allowed to wear a gun?
No, on Shabbos.
Just because you attach it to your body that makes it permitted? Because it becomes toughle to your body? Until now, when we've been learning all of these things were all garments or things that were toughle to your body. A woman, she has a head cover, wears a head covering, her hair, it becomes toughle to her body. A kamea is toughle to your body. It's a separate zach. It's a protection. You're wearing, you are who you are. I have all my clothing. I have a shirt, a pair of pants. I have a hat. I have a pair of shoes. Oh, and I have a toy. I have a little zach. I go and I wrap it around my neck. So what? What is your right? To, just because it works. I know something I really don't know. What is over here in Rashi? Let's read the Rashi. Never thought about this. What's the talk of the reason? I tried to prepare before you came to understand this. Look at Rashi. Rashi Eliya says, the mumcha gav or mumcha kamea. Sha'asa adam ze kamea zo legimul anoshim. This fellow has a reputation. The Nasa Odom Ze Mumcha Sharipe Gimel Anoshim. The Akamea Mumcha Sharipe Bokosav Ze Gimel Anoshim. It worked three times. Inami Shakosav Odom Ze Gimel Mine Kineim. So gimel minech chalom of three different types of illnesses. L'gimel anoshim. This fellow, he wrote three different types of command for three different types of illnesses for three different types of people. Hainu ismich egaver b'chol kameim shiasu l'olam. O mumche kameya shenas kameya zol l'gimel anoshim nechayli zeh. And this kameya is a mumche bein shekos v'roifei zeh bein shekos v'roifei acher nasa kameya mumche. That the text, okay, so he says over here in this parish, he's saying over there two things, that this fellow, he's a mumcha, whatever he does, it works. Number two, the text itself. In the second parish of Rashi, he's coming to say that the formula also makes a difference. See, the Tzvei Zachin, it's a very interesting concept. You know, today we know what the Kameyas say, we know what it says, the Kameya, big deal. We have all the Kameyas in the world. We have the Kameya from Shabbat, we have all the Kameyas in the world.
Very low, very low.
Is your thing on? Or is
it... Yeah, he left. He left because he couldn't hear. He left. I'll chat. Do you see the chat?
I don't see any chat. I see the chat. I don't see anything in the chat.
Well, hold on.
It is very low. From Schleimer, if it was ever, it is very low.
Right.
Now you hear me. I hear you loud and clear. Do you hear me? I don't know why it's very low. I don't know. Is it better now? I think it'll work. Hear me now? Hear me now? Shlomi, hear me? Hear me?
I hear you low.
I'm a Shaul Lehman, you hear me? Shaul Lehman, you hear me? He disappeared? He's gone?
It's not one. He went to Count Sphera. I hear him very low. I hear him also somewhere very low.
I don't know. I don't know what the problem is.
Now you're better.
I don't know.
Now it's better.
Now you hear me better?
Yes. Something now? 10 seconds. Yeah. Did you do anything different in the last 10 seconds?
No, I didn't do anything different in the last 10 seconds. All right, let's finish up. Okay, you have to be mumcha three times. Okay, you got to be a mumcha three times. So Amar Avsav so it's over here. Amar Avsav Loitem Ba'ad the mumcha gavra mumcha kameh elav ela came with the mumcha gavra. Af al gavra mumcha kameh, the mensch has to be a mumcha. It says the kameya bizman she'ena min ha-mumche. The loikotani bizman she'ena mumche, that the kameya is not cheshma mino. The ikar is that the person who writes the kameya should be a mumche. Okay, that's the ikar. All right, we'll stop over here. It's 9:33. Thank you very much for learning with me.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a good Shabbos. We're learning on Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos. You want to learn Shabbos in your backyard?
No, they never figured out how to Zoom on Shabbos.
Give it a couple of weeks. They'll figure it out.
I'm very disappointed in the Rabbanim that they didn't come out with a Zoom minion. There's no Zoom minion?
I tried, you know, when this thing started in the very beginning, I tried with Torah anytime. I tried very hard to convince them they should have every hour a minion. No Chazar Sashats. Just we should daven together. The Shliach Tzibur on the hour, Shacharis, Mincha, Ma'ariv will appoint the Shliach Tzibur and he'll daven, you know, Mila B'Mila, and that way people will daven together.
1 second. Would you have in one place 10 people?
No. My plan was, Bizman is an Inyan, Bizman Shat Sibur Mispalalim.
Right, but what more than that? What about having a place where you have 10 people?
Let's say it's illegal. That's too controversial because you're not allowed to have 10 people. So where are you going to get 10 people? Every single day?
Can you join that many?
Yes. Most Poskim say yes. Most Poskim say that if you have 10 people in one location and you want to be mitzarf to them through Zoom, b'di'eved, b'shas hatchak, you can answer, amen yesh, mirab chazor, sashatz, ala
gudu zachen. I don't understand.
Why don't
they have that?
What?
Why don't they have that?
They do actually. There are. If you ask around, they do have it. You want a link to it? You want a link?
Yeah, I want a link to be able to say yeah, Hshmei Rab and say Amen and a minion. Why not?
Okay, I'll have to give you the link. My nephew, every day he davens all the minyanim he davens like that. There's a minion, and they connect. You call in and you listen to the minion and you answer Amen, Hshmei Rab, all those things. He does it every single day. So Tatarity time, they told me they're not doing it because they asked the Rabbanim that they're Paiskim, and the Rabbanim said that it's too controversial. There are too many Chiluki Deis, and you're going to do it, it's not going to be good. So just what do you need it for? People do it on their own.
Where are the Gedolim today? Are there Gedolim today to have the guts to make a decision or something?
No, not that I know of.
There's nobody's...
The only Gedolim are the ones who tell you appear on Yeshiva World News to tell you that if you want to be spared from Corona, you should buy a letter in the Sefer Torah. Those are the only Gedolim. Just go click on my link, so I get commission, and you go to the website. Those are the Gedolim because
it's true that in previous generations we had people who stood out, were not afraid to make a rule, and they stayed by their decisions. No one will stand out different than anyone else. He's afraid of the repercussions. Do you hear me?
I hear you. What repercussions?
What repercussions? You're not following that they'll ostracize him. They'll put him in cherem if somebody says something different than the general consensus.
All right. I'm tired. I don't have courage to talk about this now.
Right, okay.
Have a good night.
Have a good
Shabbos. Thank you very much. Good Shabbos. Well.
Have a good Shabbos. Bye-bye.
Shabbat Shalom. That was a shiur on Tzila. Once a week. Thursday nights.